That's what chickens sound like, dude.
But is this part of the podcast?
Oh, sorry, hold on, yeah.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today, as always, I'm joined by Ollie. Squiggly Bracket, say hi.
Hello.
This week, we're going to be talking about our feathered friends. Yes, the delicious Galliform, and what it takes to keep them out of the weather. Hopefully, we'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the Jersey Giants, it'll get its own show. But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to have to go to the podcast graveyard, where, unfortunately, you have to sift through dirt and find crumbs of corn with nothing but a party hat taped to your face.
Is that like the premium chicken experience, or like...
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what chickens do. Use their fucking big nose to, like, dig through the dirt and find, like, worms and shit.
Oh, fuck. Don't you feed your chickens? Or, like, do you, like, put out a fucking, like, platter? Or do they just, like...
Yeah, dude. These guys get all kinds of fucking nice food, man. And they're so fucking ungrateful, because sometimes they just don't eat it.
What do you mean? Like...
Chickens will, like, keep eating until they're, like, full. But sometimes, like, they'll just be like, oh, I don't want this food. It looks weird. And I'm like, well, what? So you pick up, like, the dish, and you put it back down again. They'll start eating it.
I think like dogs are like that too. Like sometimes they just don't fucking like. Sometimes they like fucking destroy your table to get to something, and then sometimes they just like don't even want to look at it.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that cats do it too, but the reason why cats do it is because that they have those weird pupils, right, for letting in more light and shit. You know how cats have like fucked up like cat eyed pupils, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the specific term is called. Like I think reptiles have similar. Or, like, snakes, right? Do snakes have those kind of eyes?
I think so. Fuck, I'm not, like...
I don't know.
I've watched enough Animal Planet that I should fucking know.
The reason why is because those eyes have... they have difficulty adjusting to, or focusing, rather, on stuff that's a lot closer to them. So their eyes are designed to see things that are way further away, like, through grass. So they don't really need that, like, up-close accuracy. That's why if you put, like, cat food down and your cat's like, where the fuck is the food? It actually can't see it.
Really?
Yeah, they can't see shit up close. Shit.
That's fucked up. So, like, wait, when they're, like, rubbing up against you, does it just look like a fucking blur? Like a fucking blurry mountain or, like...
Well, I mean, they're not even... They probably can't even see what, you know, they're fucking rubbing up against. I mean, they can probably look up at you and you'll be in focus. But if you're, like, maybe 6 to 12 inches from their face, your face will be pretty blurry, I'm sure.
Can you fix that? Can you get your fucking, your cat glasses or something?
I don't think so. I mean, that's just the way that cat's eyes work. You know, they don't really give a shit, like, what's close to them, but they see something far away, you know, they can pounce. Get the butt wiggle going, you know.
What are there about those videos of cats just fucking leaping into walls and shit?
Well, I mean, you know, they're cats. They're not that smart.
Yeah. So, like, wait, coming back to, what about chickens? You're saying chickens have fucking cat eyes if you look close enough? Or, like,
oh, no, I think chickens are just stupid. Like, I don't think it actually has anything to do with their vision. They can probably see fine, you know? It's just they're fucking assholes.
What, they don't know it's food and they'll fucking eat some dirt next to it? Or, like...
Yeah. To be honest, I'm still not sure if chickens are sentient or not, if that makes sense. I know it sounds a bit harsh, but...
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not sure if chickens are very, you know, aware... of anything, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, weren't you building, like, a fucking, like, a penthouse suite for, like, your chickens or something? Like...
Yeah, but fuck it. They're stupid, man. They don't know. They don't know what I'm doing. They won't appreciate it. They're fucking stupid. This chicken house is for me, man.
What, like... Okay, but when you mentioned, like, you want to do your podcast about chickens, the first thing I thought of is, like, you better, like... fucking build a desk into that chicken coop and like get some microphones and be like, we have to do this podcast like fucking inside the chicken coop.
Put a fucking a mini podcast set in the chicken coop.
Yeah, you need that fucking that ambient clucking, dude.
These guys don't cluck like that, man. The kind of chickens that I got, they're not really like real chickens, to be honest. I mean, they are chickens, but they're like about half the size of the average chicken.
Like a micro chicken? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you could say. Well, I think it's more like that these are what chickens used to be like. Technically, I own some kind of like old English game fowl.
Like not some fucking prehistoric chicken or something.
No. I just mean that like they're just smaller, like different chickens, and they have like different patterns and stuff. But you know, one of their main attributes is that they're just small, and I think they were used for hunting and stuff.
What the fuck? Wait. They use chickens for hunting.
Yeah. There's some
what
kind
the
of, like,
what the fuck were they hunting?
No, they hunt the chickens, man.
Oh, I was like, oh my god, was it? It's fucking hunting chickens? Like, someone's on a fucking horse, and it's like, release the chickens.
Oh my god. No, that's not what I meant. I just meant, like, I think they would, like, they would, like, chase the chickens out into a field, and then when the chickens would fly away, they would just, like, blast them with shotguns. That's what I meant.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. I mean, they're very small. They're still fucking
so
annoying.
You somehow got hold of fucking, like, firing range chickens.
Yeah, I think my buddy got them. I think he said that they were actually, well, the guy, he breeds show chickens. So, like, he looks for chickens with, like, the best coats and, like, the most symmetry or whatever.
Wait, so it's like dog training shows and stuff, but just for chickens?
Yeah, like who can get like the nicest color or whatever. And like I just we got the rejects.
That's a lot to unpack. I didn't even know they had fucking like show chickens.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm sure it's just to, what's the term, how do you say it, like,
it's about the aesthetics,
just to show off your breeding power.
You know,
yeah,
the fucking
aesthetics.
The most aesthetic chicken, I guess. That's the reason you get that fucking goth chicken. What, the one that has like black bones, so has fucking black feathers and shit. That must have been like a show chicken.
I think they're very expensive. Some kind of fucking melanistic
God,
chicken.
I'm still thinking about the firing range chicken situation. Like, okay, the mental image it gave me was like, you know when you go to a golf course and they give you a fucking bucket of balls? It's just like they give you just like fucking bucket of chickens. You'd be like, okay, just fucking release them and then fucking go to town.
It probably is something like that. It's more like they just have like a bunch of chickens like near the shooting area. And then maybe they say they have like 40 chickens there. And then they say, like, okay, well, we're going to release the chickens. However many you shoot, you have to pay for that many.
like when you go for sushi and it, like, has to fucking rotate. Do they have, like, different colors? It's like, oh, the fucking blue chickens are fucking, you know, like...
Yeah, man, there's all kinds
more
of chicken
don't
colors,
fucking
man.
Shoot those fucking yellow chickens.
Dude, chickens are so diverse, dude, actually. Like, people forget that, like, chickens were, like, jungle creatures, right? They would just run around the jungle floor fucking eating shit.
Yeah, when I looked up chickens, it was like, what the fuck, they're called jungle fowl? That sounds so much fucking cooler than just chicken.
Well, I mean, God, you know, even if they're still, you know, like jungle fowl, as you say, they're still, I think, equally as stupid. What I'm saying is that chickens do not have a big intelligence, man.
Oh, fuck.
They can barely eat by themselves, dude.
Okay, should we just go straight into the topic? Because we've already been, like, fucking dissing these chickens. So might as well get into it.
So basically, what my idea was going to be was that I think it would be pretty cool to have a chicken podcast. You know, basically where you know, we would talk about the latest chicken news. Maybe the latest and greatest in feed technology, you know. Who's got the best hormones in their pellets and shit, you know?
Yeah, like, how many hormones do you inject in those bad boys?
I don't inject any hormones. I make sure all of my hormones are delivered straight through suppositories.
Okay, I was about to say you had that fucking premium organic chicken situation, just so you can, like...
I don't actually know if any of the food we have has hormones in it. I bought some, like, special egg-laying pellets, but, like... I don't know what they do.
What is that? Like fucking chicken laxatives?
No. It's like it's supposed to make the eggs better or make them healthier for growing eggs.
Like fucking pre-seasoning them.
Yeah. I think so. And then I mix that with like some like corn and shit. And then most of the time these motherfuckers just pick out the corn, even though they're exact same color somehow.
Maybe they're smarter. Maybe they're fucking gaming you, Matt.
I don't know if they're that smart. I mean, how smart can you be if you, like... So sometimes I just walk around the yard, and I call the chickens, right? And they hide in the hedge. So I call them. I go, like, ch-ch-ch-ch, and the chickens come. They're like, oh, fuck. They come out, and I go to pick one up, and they're like, oh, fuck, he's here. Shit, and they all freak out and run. I'm like, why did you come in the first place, man, if you knew?
Wait, so are you, like, a fucking, like, are you wanted in the fucking chicken community? Are you, like, a fucking, like, a menace?
What? No, man. Or chickens, like, are just fucking
what do you do to these chickens?
Nothing. I only feed them, and I fucking care for them and shit, and they don't know what the fuck is going on. No, most of them, they're pretty chill. Actually, now they're pretty chill. Before, they were like, oh, my God, people, fuck.
My main experience with chickens is, like, you get into their pen, and they just, like, they just flock around you. Like, my brother owns he runs a chicken farm. So he has to, like, rotate the fields and stuff. But, like, when I went into one of those fences, like, they just fucking flock around you. When you move, they just fucking go with you.
Oh, maybe they think if they're hungry, they do that. They're fucking gonna follow you around all the time.
Oh, shit. Maybe he's, like, fucking starving those chickens. Maybe they're...
Well, you shouldn't really, like, feed them too much. But, like, they say that chickens should stop eating on their own. But then again, they're fucking greedy bastards, so you never know.
Should I do my chicken fact corner?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Should I save that till later?
give us a couple of chicken facts.
This one's off the dome. This isn't on, like, the fucking top 10 chicken fact list.
Okay.
This is from... have you heard the term henpecked?
Henpecked?
Yeah, I think it's, like, an old, like, English term when you're, like, a push...
Sounds familiar.
It's, like, if someone's, like, a pushover, because apparently, like, if there's one rooster, all the hens are just, like, peck the shit out of it and, like, rip its, like, feathers off. Apparently, it's, like, a weird chicken mating thing that, so, like, the rooster have, like, no feathers on because, like, the other hens just fucking peck the shit out of it. So that's why we should eat chickens.
Yeah, you should eat chickens.
Because they're dicks.
They are. They're incredible assholes, dude. Let me tell you. Okay, so I have 5 chickens right now, and one of them has got a limp, right?
I think... is this a pro-chicken podcast, or are we fucking anti-chicken?
We're just talking about chickens.
I think we need to put that, like, front and center.
I mean, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad.
Okay, yeah, you can go back. I just wanted to clarify if we're going to be, like, just really roasting these fucking chickens.
Oh, yeah,
like, metaphorically, dude. And I mean physically.
I would like some roast chicken. We'll think about it. Okay, so I've got a chicken who's got a limp, right? And this chicken who's got the limp is also the chicken that looks, right, the most different from all the other chickens. So we have one brown chicken with yellow feet and a big limp, right?
Yeah.
And I have 4... pretty much black chickens who just bully this fucking brown chicken.
Wait, what? They bully the chicken because it's fucking outsider?
Yeah, no, because it's got a limp. So the way that chickens act is, like, if the chicken is, like, weak and, like, they sense that, they'll immediately turn and fucking start beating the shit out of the other chicken.
What, are they going to eat? They, like, cannibalize the chicken or something?
No,
like,
they don't eat the chicken. They just, like, fuck them up.
Okay. So, like, why? So, like, if they're already fucked up, you just fuck them up some more?
Yeah. I don't really... See, there's no, like, real logic to it, right?
It sounds like there's some logic. Like, there's some fucked up chicken logic that goes along it. Okay, so my next chicken fact is that chickens are technically dinosaurs.
they pretty much are just fucking tiny dinosaurs, man. Like, if you look at their, like, feet and stuff and their, like, beaks and shit, they're just really ugly dinosaurs.
And, like, people are starting to say that, like, dinosaurs were probably feathered, so, like, you know, maybe a T-Rex was just fucking a giant asshole chicken.
Yeah, could be. But there's some small dinosaurs called Pachycerises or G... Anyway, there's, like, these tiny, tiny dinosaurs that are actually about the same size as chickens. So it's very, you know, it's very probable that those small dinosaurs could have come from them. The chickens could have come from them. Maybe not necessarily velociraptors, but...
Yeah, like, weren't velociraptors, like, in reality really short? It was, like, a different cut. Like, when people think of velociraptors, it's actually, like, technically it's a different kind of dinosaur, but they kind of renamed it because it sounded better in, like, Jurassic Park.
Could be.
So I think, like, velociraptors were only, like, fucking turkey size or something.
Really? Yeah, you can get like, there's dinosaurs that are like 1 foot tall and like dinosaurs that are like 40 feet tall, right? But you only get chickens. Actually, that's not true. You can probably get a chicken that's about 2.5 feet tall.
So like, what would the daily thing for the podcast be? Would it be like, is there hot chicken news or something? Or would it be like a tip situation we give fucking like...
Yeah, dude. Just
chicken
like
tips.
Tips and tricks on how to keep your chickens top notch. And I can update people every week on my custom chicken coop build.
What do you mean? Wait, what?
I'm building my chicken coop. I'm building a chicken coop because ours is a little bit old. We did some repairs on it, but it's just like rotting, right?
Oh, you made it sound like fucking the MMO. You have your fucking like your loadout, your fucking your build.
Oh shit!
Your fucking no. Two chickens.
Oh, let me show you. I'll can I show you a picture of my chicken coop?
Yeah, but while you send that to me, I just want to let you know that I did, in fact, Google chicken news.
Oh, yeah?
And the first thing that came up was in UK news, the chicken killer and others sentenced by Cornwall's courts. Who the fuck is the chicken killer?
What? Someone's killing chickens?
I don't know. Or maybe, like, he's just, like, his MO is something to do with chickens, and he's a fucking serial killer who just, like, fucking feeds people the chickens or something.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. Maybe people are trying to branch out. Okay, serious offenses about the Crown Court. Okay, maybe, is it, like, an offense to kill chickens? Wait, let me...
No, I doubt it. What is, do you have any, like, chicken facts? Any lighthearted chicken facts or something? Something a little bit less depressing? Or...
Oh, yeah, the chicken killer is a little heavy. Apparently chickens do have some sort of object permanence. So if you like hide behind the chicken coop, that they do somewhat remember that you're there. Is that these are bad?
Yeah, okay.
Chicken
I believe that. I understand that.
Yeah, so they do have object permanence.
But do they know what is going on around them? Like, can they form emotional bonds with one another, like as bros or some shit, or like?
I think so. According to this, they have like, they are smarter than people. Apparently, they have a really long memory. Apparently, it says chickens can remember up to 100 faces.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe the chickens know every person in your house, and they're still fucking assholes to you, which is fucking. I know what that says about chickens, but apparently they fucking know who you are.
Well, I mean, the hens are actually like okay, like the hens they don't really fuck around, like they're not really gonna fuck with you. But the roosters are the worst, man. God, they're so aggressive.
Really? Maybe they think you're playing.
No,
you're fucking playing them.
Dude, they're
fucking moving into their territory.
That's what they think, man. They think you're like fucking another male dude vying for attention. And like they can tell when you turn your back, because as soon as you turn around, they'll fucking attack you.
Really?
Yeah. So you have to fucking, every time there's a cock, you have to fucking moonwalk out of the situation. They're fucking ruthless, man. And they fucking peck the shit out of the hens as well. They're not chill. Not chill pets. They're fucking loud.
Then why are you building them with like a fancy ass house? I don't get it.
No, no, no.
Like,
just for the hens, dude. The hens are nice. You know, they lay eggs and stuff.
Yeah, but that rooster's gonna fucking move in there. They're gonna be a fucking douchebag roommate.
Fuck no.
Just like put a fucking tent out for them or something and call it a day.
For the rooster? The rooster can fucking
no,
stay
for the
away.
Chickens.
Dude. Nah, dude, the chickens need it fucking. The thing is, man, like, so the thing with our chicken coop is that we have a little coop area, right, where the chickens chill, and then we have a little cage area where the chickens can come out, but not necessarily go out through the whole garden. You know, sometimes we have dogs around and stuff, so, or if it's like really, if it's snowing or raining or something and the chickens really can't come out, then, you know, they get to hang out in that cage area. But the only problem is like, the chickens kind of fuck up that little grass, the grass where the cage is, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, scratch the fuck out of it, and they poop on it, and, like... The thing is with chickens, man, like, they don't know where their butthole is, if that makes sense. They kind of just, like, poop anywhere. And
what?
A lot of times, they'll poop on each other.
Oh, God.
Like, if they're all asleep in a pile because it's cold, like, they'll just fucking poop on each other, man.
Maybe,
it's fucking gross.
Maybe it's, like, to assert dominance, like...
No, they're just fucking stupid. And the chickens at the bottom don't care because they're like, oh, fuck, it's so warm. Turns out, you know, the only warm thing was fucking the other chickens' poo-poo on their face, man. Ew.
Okay, so I think that sounds about right, because I'm looking up fucking chicken experts, and that they are talking about a pound of poop per week per chicken situation.
That's how much poop a chicken should produce?
They're talking about the fucking how much poop comes out of a chicken per week per chicken. So that doesn't really bode well for they're gonna shit all over that coop, Matt.
Well, that's a given, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. But you do have to deal with a little fucking chicken poop now and again. And there's nothing wrong with it, you know, as long as you don't fucking put it in your mouth. And all the eggs, of course, are covered in chicken shit as well. But what can you do?
Are we going to give, like, chicken tips in this podcast? Or, like, how are we going to structure this? Like, so we're going to have a segment of, like, you fucking, like, it's going to be, like, that Minecraft one brick a day situation they have on Twitter. But, like, it'd be, like, fucking, what, one board a day of fucking Matt's chicken coop.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, dude, check out this chicken coop, man. Yo! Chickity, check this shit. Can you see it?
Oh, wait, one sec. Oh, shit. Wait. Okay, so what I'm looking at is Matt created, like, a fucking 3D render of, like, this bomb-ass fucking chicken coop.
Dude, look, it's got even, like, a little box at the back, man.
I really wish it was actually like, fuck it, it's gonna be this color, because that would be like fucking a chicken coop of the future. It's just like fucking monochromatic.
Oh, fuck, I see.
Yeah.
I could paint it all gray, but...
That's like the fucking, the Cybertruck of chicken coops.
Dude, check out this fucking cross section right here. This is their little, that's a little door that slides up and down. And there's gonna be a little ramp here, and like here... Dude, you see all these little boxes, man?
God, I didn't know you were designing it so fucking, like, intimately. God, that's like, are you, like, 3D printing it? It looks like you could. You could, like, fucking 3D print this coop.
It's a bit big. I might 3D print a small model or something, but see this little part here? This is where the chickens sleep and they shit. This is the sleeping shelf and the shitting shelf. I don't know why. They just fucking love to sleep and shit all in the same corner. No matter how many times I put straw on it or clean it out, they still keep doing it.
Oh, fuck. Maybe they, according to my extensive chicken research, that they do know it's you that's fucking cleaning up that shit. So I don't know what that says about the chickens. They do recognize you when you're cleaning up the chicken shit.
I think they do it on purpose, you know, just to make you upset.
Yeah, because it sounds like the rooster is a complete asshole.
Oh, we got rid of the rooster. He's not here anymore.
Okay.
Fuck him. He was actually so fucking bad.
I'm thinking maybe we should have like a, maybe some sort of recipe section for this chicken podcast. Because like, if you're going to be like a fucking chicken hobbyist, you're gonna have to deal with a lot of eggs. So like, you need...
Dude, that's true. I'm already sick of eggs, man.
Yeah, you need to deal with that egg situation. Like, You can't just be fucking eating omelets and scrambled eggs like the whole fucking day long.
I literally had an omelet just before we came on.
Really? Fucking fueled you for this podcast?
You might as well, man. We had so many fucking eggs, dude. Didn't know what to do with them. And now that spring is like here, really, like they're starting to get more and more frequent with laying of the eggs. I don't even think all the chickens are laying yet. You get all five active buttholes, man, pushing out eggs.
I didn't know they like fucking they laid eggs with the seasons. I thought they were just fucking all year long, just fucking popping those boys out.
Oh, they do if they're battery hens, so they're like bred to like continue laying like throughout the whole year.
Oh,
but these are more like they're kind of English game fowl, so they're like more wild, so they don't really have those traits to keep laying all the time. They only lay during the springtime, I think, or actually I'm not exactly sure when they stop laying. I just know they start in spring. I get fucking sick of eggs quick, so
yeah, because like you can really like, I know, like my sister-in-law makes like fucking custard and shit, like they use like different parts of the egg, because I think like they try and sell like most of the eggs, but then some of them aren't like great, so they have like they make like the leftover eggs into custard.
What do you mean? They get like some wonky eggs or something, or
yeah. Like... Okay, so like, most of my experience with chickens is when I was staying with my brother, like I had to candle eggs for him. So like, you have to like, I use my phone light to shine a light through the egg, so you can see if there's like holes or weaknesses in the eggshell, and if there are like loads of weaknesses and like loads of holes, it means it's not gonna last very long. in storage. So then, like, you have to, like, you know, like, you probably won't be able to sell it. It has to be of, like, a specific quality if you want to sell it.
Like, it wouldn't survive the transport.
Yeah, and I think there's, like, laws and stuff. It has to be, like, a specific way, I think, maybe. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know if this fucking egg laws in Australia. Fuck, I don't know.
Did you ever pick up a chicken egg and it was, like, fucking really warm?
Yeah. Like, I had to, I also had to collect chickens at night. So I mean, like, chicken eggs at night.
Oh.
Yeah, when they're all asleep, it's like, you can, like, they have, like, a little, like, conveyor belt thing. Because they have, like, a fuckload of chickens.
Holy fuck. A little fucking egg conveyor belt.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's like a movable chicken coop.
Oh.
And, like, I think it's, like, if they lay eggs while they're in that coop, then it goes into, like, a little area. And then, like, move the metal bit so it comes to you. It's like a weird mesh, like, conveyor belt thing. Because, like, they're only going there at night, and the rest of the time they just, like, run around.
Walking around. But, yeah. Scratching, pooping, gossiping.
God, like, my brother has so many fucking issues with, like, his chickens. Like, I think once an eagle took one of his chickens.
Oh, yeah. I could see that definitely happening.
Dude. Well, some fucked up stuff happens.
Yeah, man. We get, like, lots of red kites here. They're kind of like a hawk. And, like, they've killed, like, so many pigeons on my lawn, on the yard. And, like, somehow they haven't gotten any chickens.
But, like, wait. Like, are they trying to show a message? Or, like...
No, I don't know. I just think that the pigeons are fucking even more stupid than the chickens.
But don't you get, like, foxes over there? Are you going to have, like, a fox situation where, like, the fox is trying to get into your coop? You need to fucking, like, think of that. You need some, like, fucking metal, like, defense mechanisms.
Well, yeah, so we have, like, a little chicken wire cage, right? But the chickens... It's kind of like an airlock. So there's, like, another door, right, to enter into a caged area. And then that cage leads into the coop. But the coop has got a piece of plywood on the bottom, so that even if a fox did know that there were chickens in there, if he wanted to get in, he would have to dig underneath the fence and then try and get through the door. Or if he just tried to dig underneath the coop, there'd be another piece of plywood so he couldn't get in.
No, like, I'm talking about, like, I know, like, foxes are pretty crafty. Maybe, like, you need some fucking razor wire or some shit, like.
Jesus.
I don't know if they're
crafty. Actually, we do get a lot of foxes in this area, too. Sometimes you see them in the garden. You wonder how they even got there.
I'm pretty sure foxes are pretty crafty. My main experience with a live fox, if it wasn't fucking, like, on the pavement, is I was super high, and it was next to a subway station, and I was fucking made eye contact with a fox, and that's my fucking one fox experience.
What the fuck? Dude, foxes are so gross, man. They're always so fucking, like, mangy and shit. Have you seen?
Yeah, because they fucking live in trash. They're like the fucking equivalent of, like, raccoons and shit.
Dude, sometimes I saw a fox once and I thought it was a cat. Because there was just no hair on its tail.
Oh, God.
I was thinking maybe, also, like you were talking about bringing, like, some recipes and stuff. Maybe a good idea, like you said, to have some, like, egg recipes. But, you know, if your chickens misbehave, you should also have, like, maybe once a month you should have your, like, or maybe every 2 weeks, your chicken recipes too, dude.
When you were saying that, I was thinking of, like, oh, like a fucking, like a chicken discipline corner. And they're like, nope, just fucking, like, you gotta murder one to send a message. Like, that's what you're talking about.
I don't think discipline, they have no rules, dude. Their society is formless. I don't think, you know. I don't think they believe in rules, bro. Even if you fucking execute one as an example, they're not going to give a fuck.
Yeah, they're probably going to eat it. Like, I've seen chickens, like, you fucking eat chicken eggs and shit. Like, you fucking, like, recycle it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've personally seen, like, a chicken fucking, like, if you accidentally drop a chicken egg, like, the chickens just fucking swarm around it and eat it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a little horrifying, but, like, those chickens are ruthless.
Oh, dude, okay. So today, like, just before lunch, I was looking at the fish tank, and there's, like, a couple of shrimp in there, so I always just see what the shrimp are up to.
Wait. You have fucking pet shrimp?
Yeah, they're, like, in a little fish tank.
You never fucking told me you had, like, fucking shrimp and shit?
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's some shrimp.
Dude.
So there's like three shrimp in here, right? And like a bunch of fish. And I know how many fish are in there because we count them every time one of them gets fucking like fucked up or eaten. So I noticed like one of the really big shrimp was like molting. So he took off all of his like shell, right? And it was floating in the tank. And I thought like, oh, the little shrimp are just like cleaning it up. And then I looked again. I was like, oh, it's still there. And I took a look and it was just like one of the small shrimp had gotten a hold of like a tiny fish and was just eating its face. I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
How did he even kill this fish? It was like, I have no idea. Like, I think it's like a tiny guppy or something. But somehow I just saw these fucking two shrimp going ham on like this fucking little fish body, man. Now, we've lost three somehow. I don't know how the fuck.
That's fucked up. I grew up with like a fish tank. We used to have one of those fucking sucker fish and it used to just fucking like suck fish to death. Like it didn't even eat them. It's just like we used to just wake up in the morning and like fish would just have fucking like sucker marks on it.
Oh my god. I never saw that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think technically they're like I think they're related to sharks. They're like a weird like ancestor of sharks, but yeah, they'll fucking suck fish to death.
Dang, we have one. Yeah. He just fucking hangs out on the wall or like on a rock or something. He doesn't do anything. He's not that chill. I mean, he is chill, but he's not that cool.
No, the ones I had have like fucking zero chill.
was yours like really big or like?
Yeah, it was pretty big. Like we used to have like a couple of them.
Oh, we've only got one that's like about like maybe not even 2 inches long. So he's still a baby, I think. And I don't think he's the one who's. Fucking Count Draculaing the fucking guppies.
Are you sure? Like, they have a fucking deal with the fucking shrimp. Like, it fucking sucks them to death. Fucking sucks them dry, and then fucking.
He just doesn't look like a killer to me. But there is one very large fish. Well, large relatively for the fish tank. The fish tank is about 1 foot by like 1 foot. That's a kind of catfish. We call him the shark just because he looks very menacing in the water, but. He's actually a type of catfish, and he's about maybe 5 or 6, maybe 5 inches long. And he kind of just, well, he's not that big. He's maybe like he's 4 inches long, but he's bigger than any of the other fish in the tank. And like he kind of patrols like the area, but he hides as soon as he sees people in like this little rock we got him. But we did notice that he was getting very aggressive with the little fish whenever we would feed them a lot of food.
Oh, fuck. What? Like to fucking keep them in line?
Yeah. Okay. So what he does, like the food sinks to the bottom, right? So when the fish try and swim down towards the bottom of the tank, he would get out of his hole, chase them out, so they would go back to the top of the tank, and then he would go back in his hole. And then he would slowly, like, push all the food to, like, the corner of his, like, hole and stuff.
That's fucked up.
But the thing is, like, that big cat, or that catfish is kind of, like, he's very chill with the suckerfish and, like, the shrimp.
Yeah, they're like bros.
Yeah, they all hide, like, in the same rock. But he's not chill with any of the other, like, fish. Oh my god. Sometimes you just fucking see him like you know when like kids like fucking try to scare other kids and they make their fist and they like pretend they're gonna punch you and shit? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna he's like he does that, man, with the other fish. He's like, get the fuck, I'm gonna fucking
and then, wait, so they do they play chicken?
Oh shit.
Fuck it. Just fucking bring around. Dude. Do they swim at the fish until they fucking like turn around and they, like
the thing is, man, like those tiny fish are even stupider than the chickens, man. They literally have, like, no brain.
Should we pivot and do a fish cast instead? Actually, no, like, I think if we're mean to fish, I'm pretty sure, like, the fish community come for us. Because like, I know, like, I keep telling you what happened to Jenna Marbles. Like, she's, like, she used the wrong bowl for, like, some goldfish. And, like, the fucking Reddit fish community fucking came for her.
Yeah. I don't have anything good to say about fish, really, like.
I know, but it doesn't sound like you have much to like. You fucking want to destroy those chickens. Like, if they're out of line, you're gonna fucking murder them.
No. Well, I don't think so. I mean, we almost did actually. But okay, so one. Okay, so remember I was talking about that rooster, right? Who was a fucking asshole, huh?
Yeah.
So he was also like a very small rooster comparatively, and we had very small chickens, so we thought, okay, we'll get our buddy to bring over this small rooster, right? How hard can it be? You know, he's just one rooster. And turns out roosters are very horny all the time. So this chicken, right, this rooster, sorry, he went from having 6 other roosters to compete with. I think our buddy only had 4 chickens, 4 hens and 7 roosters. Oh my god. And oh fuck, and I'll tell you something about this guy too in a second about his roosters. So he let us borrow the rooster for a little bit, and like he wasn't really like, he was just attacking us and shit, and like he wasn't letting any of the chickens eat the food. So one night, like all three of us are there, like with the guy who had the chicken, and like me and a couple of buddies, and we had like a lot of beers, and we were smoking a lot of joints, and we're like, fuck it, man, this chicken has got to go, man. He's so loud. I think we're gonna have to kill him tonight. One of the guys said,
"What the fuck?" So you're just smoking a joint to be like, fuck, you're gonna fucking murder him. Well, because take like, that chicken out, dude. Fucking
dude,
take him out.
Because, like, because the neighbors were starting to complain. They're like, fuck, he's just so loud. And like, we didn't want to like annoy anybody. So we're like,
oh shit, I didn't even think about that. The fucking like, him cawing at like fucking like 6 a.m.
Yeah, it God. Was too much, man. So, you know, we asked the guy like, fuck, man, should we just get rid of him? Or like, what are we going to do? We're like, can we eat him? Like, well, he's only very small and he probably doesn't have a lot of meat on him. And the meat that he will have will fucking taste like shit. So
yeah,
no,
I heard like roosters are really gamey. Like they're real fucking chewy.
Yeah, they probably have a lot of dark meat, like a gamier, like wild chicken meat, I'm guessing. So you can't really eat them. So we said, well, he did look very nice. He had like a very nice, like, classic rooster look, right, with a big green tail and stuff like that. What if we let's get him taxidermied, you know, we can, you know, we can still use him and stuff.
I was just about to think of that. I was like, should, like, were you describing him? I was like, are we gonna have a fucking taxidermy like section of this podcast? It's like, if you feel like you're too attached to your chicken and if you don't want to eat them, just fucking taxidermy.
Yeah, you know, you can send it to some guy and like,
pro tips,
you can immortalize your favorite chicken or your least favorite chicken forever.
Yeah, and like if we get like popular enough, it'd be like, you know, if you want to send a fucking like a chicken to the podcast, you know, like fucking here's our address, you know.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh please,
yeah,
man.
We can fucking review their favorite chicken.
Dude, I love. We have so many taxidermy birds in the house, man.
Fuck, really?
There's so many. There's some of them are really good, and some of them are fucking jank.
What do you
There's
mean?
One, like... My buddy got a sparrowhawk downstairs, and like the leg fell off, and like the feathers are all fucked up, and the eyes are wonky, man. But.
Well, are they looking in, like, fucking two different directions? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
God, I loved fucks up taxidermy, because they always look so stupid and, like, so fucking lumpy and shit.
Yeah, God. Dude, that's the thing, man. Oh, but we have one pheasant. We got a couple of pheasants in that one room, but we got one pheasant that's kind of, like, very well done that these guys got from a gun show. Even I was just looking at it last night, and I was fucking petting it, and it was so soft. It's a good-looking bird, man.
Does that have a fucking hole in it?
No, it doesn't. But that's how they do. They do have to hide those things if you do taxidermy a chicken. Because that's what we were thinking when we had to get rid of this rooster. We were saying like, oh, well, what's the best way to kill it so that we don't really fuck it up?
No, like, dude, if I got a rooster from a gun show, I'd want like it to be have like a hole that's see-through. So you could fucking see through the chicken and be like, yep, that's where we use the fucking shotgun blast.
Oh, dude, well, that's the thing. Like, when we were trying to figure out a way to kill the chicken, we're like, well, what do we have? Okay, we got a 12-gauge. That'll make a mess of a fucking a 6-inch chicken.
There's gonna be no fucking chicken left.
Yeah, so we're like, fuck, what else do we got? We're like, oh, we have a 410. I'm like, oh my god, that's still gonna blow a hole. It's gonna take its head off, man. So we're like, okay, well, any other suggestions? And I said, like, why don't you just fucking put it in the freezer until it fucking falls asleep?
That's so dark. That's so much worse than just fucking killing it. It's like,
I didn't think about it.
Fucking hyperfuria. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, so he just like fucking freezes and dies. I'm like, yeah, he won't feel a thing, right? He'll be cold. And then my buddy was like, well, how would you like it if you fucking froze a light in a fucking dark room?
Yeah, that's true. Like, God, you're going to kill that chicken in a fucking saw situation.
So what we ended up doing was my buddy got like a baton. He had like this, it was like a copper cable wrapped in like, it was like a very big, very heavy, like, 1-inch thick cable.
God, this is too much information, man. What? And he fucking did he beat the chicken down? Why he fucking flattened it? Is that what you're telling me?
No. So we were all fucking like smoking and shit. Like fucking okay, who's gonna grab the chicken? Like passing the joint to each other. Like I don't know, man. I'm not gonna grab the chicken, man. You grab it. We're all fucking there. Then we were like walking up to the chicken coop, and it's like it's fucking like late at night. It's so dark. So then, we open the chicken coop and they're all sleeping there, and like my buddy grabs the fucking rooster, and the rooster didn't fucking say anything, man. He didn't fucking move, he didn't squeak or anything, he just looked around. There was just like four guys with fucking flashlights and one guy holding a big fucking baton, man. Holy fuck, man. We have no idea what was going through that chicken's mind, man. But most of the time, this rooster was so loud. Like, no matter what you would do, or like, he would just fucking caw at you, right? All the time. We picked him up. He didn't say anything, man. We were so shocked. So then...
Did you do it? Did you fucking do the dirty to the chicken?
Okay, so we said, okay, Dick, you kill the chicken, okay? Like, you hold it and you kill it. And, everyone's like, okay. So I was just watching them do it. And I was like, holy fuck, man, are you guys going to kill this chicken, man, for real? And then we're getting ready to do it in the dark. And then, we stood there, already, and we're like, nah, fuck, we're not going to do it, right? And we're like, nah, fucking put it back. So we just, we were there, ready, man. Like, we put his head on the fucking block and everything, and we're like,
what the fuck?
We're like, oh, we fucking can't do it. We can't do it. So we put him back in the coop.
God. And then fucking next day, that chicken's a fucking changed man.
No. Well, actually, the funny thing was he did actually behave differently for, one or two days. He was acting more chill. But then after that, he was just back to his fucking asshole self. So we just gave him back to my buddy. And then, so then my buddy, right, he has all these roosters and chickens at his house. And he's been looking after these chickens for a long time. He actually, he got tired of looking after them because they just kept fucking biting the shit out of him and scratching him. So he basically just went fuck you guys, man. You fucking fend for your lives, man. Fuck you. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Don't fucking ask me for food. So he left the chicken coop open, right? For any animals to come and, rip up the chickens.
What the fuck?
He didn't want to deal with them anymore, right?
Yeah.
He was just like, man, these chickens are a pain, man. Every seven roosters at 6 o'clock in the morning fucking roostering, right? So he's like, man, these guys fucking are the worst. He said, if anything happens to them, I only need to lose a few, you know? He doesn't care which ones. He just wants to be a little bit more calm in the coop. So, you know, he's been leaving his coop open for weeks now, trying to let one of the foxes kill his chickens, but I think the chickens are chasing away all the foxes from his house.
Really?
Dude, the chickens are so fucking aggressive that none of them have died.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah.
Those chickens fucking deserve to live. Those hard-ass chickens.
Dude, and he's got some fucking monster chickens too, man. Real big ones, man. They look mean.
I'm telling you, they're fucking related to dinosaurs. They'll fuck you up.
Anyway, that was my idea. I thought it would be funny to talk about chickens for a long time and to have a chicken-based show.
I still feel like this show is kind of bordering on anti-chicken.
No, I mean, you know, I think as a like you mentioned before, a chicken hobbyist, you know, you have to look at all aspects of the industry. You know, and sometimes chickens are good. You know, they're very nice.
But sometimes chickens just want to fuck up your entire life and fucking destroy your family.
That's true. It's a lot of it's a little bit of all or nothing. But yeah, did you have any ideas or names for it or?
Yeah, I was just thinking of ideas. It definitely has to do something with a coop, I guess.
Oh,
coop. Fucking the coop scoop.
Oh, dude, that's it. That's it.
Is that it? Is the fucking coop scoop?
The coop scoop.
Yes, yeah, we can get a fucking logo, fucking you in that coop, just fucking scooping shit off their bed.
Dude, the funniest thing is, even just yesterday, I was fucking brushing up, you know, that shitting shelf, sleeping shelf I was telling you about?
Yeah, of course. Everyone has a fucking discreet shitting shelf, sleeping shelf.
I was just fucking getting rid of all the fucking chicken shit off it, man. And, sometimes you're there, fucking for a while, right? Fucking just scraping really hard. And you're like, holy shit, man. What do these guys eat? And then I remember I only feed them basically, fucking raw corn and fucking grit.
Oh my god, so what, it's a fucking, you get a corn splatter under the fucking sleeping shitting shelf? God. No one's gonna listen to this podcast. Most of this podcast is just gonna be talking about chicken shitting. This is fucking unlistenable, dude.
Listen up, kids, man. If you're thinking about getting chickens, you gotta deal with a lot of shit, okay?
Yeah, the first thing I saw when I looked up a chicken expert, and they were talking about fucking shit per pound per chicken.
Dude.
That's a lot to take in.
Chickens do not fuck around when it comes to fucking making poo-poo. They just can't help it. I don't know what it is.
God, maybe it's all those fucking egg pills you're feeding them. What's in there? Fucking oregano?
I'm not going to eat it. It does look... The funny thing is... Okay, so... So when the chickens were not eating the brown pellets, right, for the hormones and fucking shitting out eggs, I started giving them to one of the pigeons that fucking chills out here. And this fucking guy, man, has been getting so fat because the chickens won't eat the fucking the egg-laying food. But the thing is, the pigeon, right, the pigeon is a male, and I've been giving them all of this fucking egg-laying food for hens.
Are you force-femming a pigeon?
Dude, I don't know. What? He's getting really fat, man. And now spring is here, dude. He's fucking hanging out with all the other pigeons, dude. I don't know what's going on.
That's kind of fucked up. I feel like... I don't know if I want to do this podcast, because I feel like our lives will be destroyed by, like, the Reddit chicken community. Like, I bet they're just going to fucking, like... We won't be able to, like, fucking answer our door. They're going to send us, like, fucking, like, dead chickens attack in the chickens. Mail and shit. Yeah.
Attack chickens to the letterbox or something. Oh, fuck. Maybe. Oh, well. Well, that's okay, you know.
God, like, yeah, like, just a couple of chickens. A couple of chickens are like fucking piranhas.
Yeah, you've been around, like, how many what was the most amount of chickens you saw at your brother's farm?
I don't know. Like, I think he had, like, God, it might have been, like, 100 something. God, he had a lot of chickens.
That's a lot of chickens.
Like, I had, like, photos of just, like, fucking swarms and swarms of chickens around me. Like, the fucking, like, like, I don't know how many chickens. I think a lot of his chickens actually died, though. Like, because, like, I think it's been getting really hot in, like, Australia and stuff. Mm. So, like, there was, like, a big heat wave. And there was, like, he had, like, issues with, his coop and stuff.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. I mean, like, before chickens, he was, like snail farming. He had a fucking snail farm.
What?
Maybe that's in the next podcast. We could have fucking it'd be a spin-off, fucking discreet snail farming podcast.
Oh my god, discreet snail farming for the fucking gentleman.
Yeah, that's it. We made a fucking second podcast. Fucking, this is a 2-for-1 episode.
Fucking sweet. Well, that's all I really had. Unless you had anything else you wanted to talk about chickens or...
Fuck, I think most of my experience for chickens is, like, fucking feeding eggs to pigs. So, like I don't know if I have much chicken experience. You have, like, fucking first-hand chicken experience. It's just me on, like, the fucking ride while you tell me you're, like, you're fucking the ins and outs of raising a chicken.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't fucking know anything about chickens, man. I just Google shit all the time.
But, like, I kind of want to take this podcast out to the coop at night with a fucking bat and put it out its misery, but also, like... It'd be really cool to have, like, a fucking podcast inside a chicken coop. So, like, fuck, I'm between those two fucking modes.
Yeah. Well, you never know. It could still happen, dude. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. I feel like this might be good for, like, a fucking, like, a YouTube show. Have, like, fucking, I don't know, like, video blogging with chickens.
I mean, it'd be pretty easy, right?
I know. That's a thing, right?
Yeah. We just set up some green screen, right? And some fucking footage of the chickens inside the coop. Like,
yeah, you still have time. You could still add a fucking green screen to that coop.
Yeah. Oh my god, wait, in the coop?
inside the coop. Just fucking paint it green.
Hey guys, welcome to the chicken gamer house fucking chicken coop. We're here as FaZe Clan in this chicken coop. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. I think that's what's gonna steal the deal for me. Like, I'm kind of on the edge, but if you turn that chicken coop into a fucking, like, green screen nightmare, then I'm fucking all in.
If I turn into a what, sorry?
A green screen nightmare.
A green screen nightmare. Yeah, okay. Maybe what you're saying is that maybe you'd be more accepting towards a fucked up chicken podcast if it was more approachable, like chicken podcast, but for children, like Fortnite.
Wait, I don't...
Is that what you're saying?
I don't think those chickens are safe for children from what you've told me, from this, like, fucking chicken knowledge that you fucking unveiled to me. I don't think that's safe for children.
Yeah, just like chickens, like, but Fortnite.
Oh, you mean, like, you're gonna, like, fucking put Fortnite into the chicken coop? With the green screen.
Yeah, I think give the chickens some gaming PCs. Let them play Fortnite. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, so I think we'll have to pivot away from the podcast, and we'll really have to push hard for these chickens to mine Bitcoin.
Oh my god.
Have, like, turn your coop into a Bitcoin farm.
Finally, they can fucking have a real use.
Yeah, I heard crypto art is real big right now. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get some real glossy JPEGs of chickens, and we're gonna make fucking $1 million in that.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. I think that's it. Is that a is this a podcast?
it's technically a podcast.
Okay, perfect. That's all I want, dude. I just want a technicality. That's fine.
Yeah, but this podcast will go up to auction on as crypto art. So this would be like fucking someone to fucking lock their lock their Bitcoin with this discreet chicken podcast. I think that's what we'll have to go into. Like I don't know. I think it may have came up in the news while I was fucking trying to Google chicken things. It may have been in my fucking feed. So like I may be a little swayed towards that kind of like I don't know. I was trying to think of the words.
I'm sure there's enough there for a podcast, right?
Yeah. This is definitely a podcast.
I guess that's it.
Yeah. I guess I'll see you guys in the coop.
Yeah. See you guys in the coop. Don't forget, that's where you poop. In the coop. All the time.
Yeah, this is going in the grave. I'm gonna fucking like this chicken is not gonna fucking make it to the coop tonight.
Oh no.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.